crowd. And just him driving slow. He wouldn't drive over 5 miles an hour. It's dangerous.
Yeah, somebody's going to get disgusted and
take a chance.
Yeah.
That's what causes wrecks, taking chances, ain't it?
Yeah, most of them, I think, are.
Yeah, it's chances. And most of them, in my opinion, since I've been here, noticed, most of them's our youngest boys, you know, young boys.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take chances, won't they?
The sad part is that when they do that, they get not only themselves, but the poor guy coming the other way.
I'd love to hear that thing, talk what we've talked. You'll have to go to bed at night some. Don't change it. Just you'll have to go to bed some night and go to sleep with that thing.
You want to hear it?
No.
No, I think that sounds pretty much like it. The tone's a little off. But I think it...
You see, I can't talk like
that. He can't talk plain since he had that stroke in his... You know, I had the first attack, and then the boys wish over, and I guess that thing running, I guess I'm going to come on with this now.
That won't bother it.
And the boy was out there bush hogging the pasture off, and he went out there, you know, worried around and got too hot. Like, had another, the doctor said he had a heat stroke that time.
What?
And he got to where he couldn't talk, and that when the boy and his wife was here, and then we noticed him talking funny, but he didn't know he'd done or was talking funny.
Uh-huh.
But the next morning at breakfast table, we were sitting there at the table, and he said, you know, my teeth are getting far apart, I can't hardly talk. Still, I knew it got too hot, so I came him doing that, but he just didn't know it. And I said, well, you got too hot, it's just what's the matter with you. He never did even know what made him get too hot. Mm-hmm. Made him go talking funny.
That's all over this, man.
Oh, it won't make any difference. This is just between us.
He'll just write down, I guess, when you get to what you want to write and leave
sure.
A vacant.
Well, the thing is, here I can just visit and enjoy it. Sit out here and smoke my cigar. And
I don't care.
I'll go get us a drink of water.
Chat right away.
Get us some cool water. No,
go get
ahead.
A glass of water.
I'll keep on that.
Fix it up.
Oh, you mentioned the loft. How did you get up into your loft?
They had the stairways made, you know. Sometimes they use the loft for another bedroom,
uh-huh.
You see. And they had a outfit built, you know, went up this way, and
uh-huh.
Then turned back up in the loft. These old-time people were pretty smart in them days. They could do mighty near anything. They had foot ads and things like that, tools to cut this stuff to it, you know, and they could build it pretty nice.
You know, the strange thing is, we talk about our modern design and everything, we haven't really come very far. We've got devices, refrigerators and automobiles and radios. But, oh, what would you call this that we're sitting on now?
This is porch.
Uh-huh. Did they call things like this anything else in the early days?
That's all I knew of it, just porch.
Uh-huh. Would that be in the front or in the back?
It'd be in the back and front, either one. You could have one at the back and one at the front. They'd
uh-huh.
Both be called the same thing.
Did they call it veranda down here at all or
uh-huh.
Anything like that? Veranda?
No, I don't know about that. That's something new.
How about stoop?
What?
Did they have a stoop?
You mean scoop corn?
No, I was thinking if they ever wondered if they ever called the porch a stoop.
No,
I guess that isn't a common term either. Oh, if the door was open and your mother didn't want it that way, what would she tell you to do?
What was that?
If the door was open and your mother didn't want it that way, what would she tell you to do?
Shut the door.
Would you care some water?
Oh, thank you very much. My, that looks good.
Now let me lay your cigar over here, and if you want to lay down, I'll lay down.
Well, that's okay.